Letting Go of the Illusion of Control by Betsy St. Amant Haddix, read by Ellie Johnson. Delight yourself in the Lord, and He will give you the desires of your heart. Psalm 37:4. I used to think the Christian life was a very mysterious formula. I'd interpret scripture, such as Psalm 37:4 and John 14:13 through 14, as instructions. If I could figure them out, I'd finally have it made. I'd finally have everything I wanted, or at least thought I needed. John 14:13 through 14 says, "Whatever you ask in my name, this I will do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If you ask me anything in my name, I will do it." Deep down, I knew those verses in John 14 didn't apply to getting a pony as a child or catching the attention of my latest crush as a teenager or anything else petty or innately selfish. But I still believed, as I came into my adult years, that if I just prayed hard enough, my former mother-in-law would wake up from her coma. If I just prayed long enough, maybe using a particular set of scriptures, my husband would find a new job immediately after getting laid off. If I just said the right words in the right order, my ex-husband would have a heart change and come back to our marriage. If I just. I put it all on me. When I talked out that process logically, I could see the ridiculous nature of it, but that was the way my heart was operating and how my prayers were driven. I would fly in an airplane to a writer's conference and deep down feel that my prayers were ultimately responsible for keeping the plane in the air. I would pray with a measure of panic and guilt every time a friend or an acquaintance asked me to pray for so-and-so and for this and that. I would feel a burden of responsibility to stop everything and pray right then, because if I didn't, something bad would happen. At the end of the day, that type of anxiety is still pride at its root. It's making it all about me and my effort and my ability. It wasn't until these last several years that God began to grow my heart out of that type of burden. I didn't have control. I wasn't sovereign, and no amount of praying certain ways at certain times in certain places was going to change that. I wasn't keeping the plane in the air, and I wasn't responsible for my husband's heart and life choices, or my mother-in-law's health, or anything in between. Don't get me wrong. Prayer is vital. Prayer matters. The scriptures urge us to pray, but not because the world is going to flip off its axis if we don't. God answers prayer and uses the prayers of His people to bring about the things He's ordained and planned from the beginning of time. Ephesians 2:10 reminds us, "For we are His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them." He uses those prayers to shape us and mold us and encourage others through us. Good things are born of prayer. God gives us the desire to even pray in the first place, but ultimately, prayer is about changing our heart, not ruling the world. Prayer is about surrender, not control. As the psalmist says in 37:4, when we delight ourselves in the Lord, we're being changed and shaped to be more like Christ. When the scriptures and the things of God delight our hearts are changed, so our desires become Christ's, not the other way around. It's not a reward program or a formula. It's a miraculous life change. When you pray today, remember Psalm 37:4. Open your heart and ask the Lord to fill you with a fresh delight in Him. The Holy Spirit will start to mold your desires to fit His, and the things you desire will reflect God's desires. He'll turn those prayers into a divine cycle of generating even more delight in your heart for Him, and that is something we could never do ourselves.
Hey everyone, thanks for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, a production of the Salem Web Network. If you enjoyed what you heard today, we'd love for you to head over to iTunes and rate and review our podcast. It really does help people find us. This episode was produced by our managing editor, Kelly Givens, and recorded and edited by Stephen Sanders. Be sure to come back tomorrow as we examine more of God's Word.
Christmas. For most kids, it's the most joyful time of the year. But this Christmas, 1.5 million children will spend the holiday separated from a parent because their mom or dad is behind bars. Prison Fellowship Angel Tree needs churches in our communities to volunteer to bless local children with a gift, the gospel, and a loving message from their parent. I believe this is an incredible opportunity for our listeners to share the love of Jesus this Christmas. Many of Prison Fellowship's partner churches continue ministry to local AngelTree families after Christmas is over. Through this ongoing care, Prison Fellowship AngelTree strengthens and encourages families every day. AngelTree wouldn't be possible without the help of faithful volunteers. If you're ready to make an eternal impact in your community, please register today at angeltree.org/church. That's angeltree.org/church.
Miracles are everywhere.
Let our adventure begin!
Discover PureFlix, your premium streaming service where faith and family values come home.
Ready to have some fun?
The most exclusive selection of quality, wholesome movies and series that will uplift your spirit.
A man can argue whether God exists, but when he looks at his daughters, he knows.
With new arrivals every week.
Unbelievable.
Save big and enjoy the possibilities, like invitations to exclusive theatrical screenings.
I see it, so I believe it.
Find out more by joining today at PureFlix.com.
The Historical Jesus Podcast is the sweeping saga of the life and times of Galilean Jesus of Nazareth, as well as the faith, religion, and church founded to honor and disseminate his acts and teachings. Join me, Mark Vinette, on this fascinating journey through time, exploring the many great works of Christian theology, literature, architecture, music, and art, inspired by the words and deeds of Jesus Christ.